Chapter 3. Goodbye to the American coast. Off Sable Island in a fog. In the open sea. The man in the moon takes an interest in the voyage. The first fit of loneliness. The spray encounters La Vaguisa. A bottle of wine from the Spaniard. A bout of words with the captain of the Java. The steamship Olympia spoken. Arrival at the Azores. I now stowed all my goods securely, for the boisterous Atlantic was before me, and I sent the topmast down, knowing that the spray would be the wholesomer with it on deck. Then I gave the lanyards a pull and hitched them afresh, and saw that the gammon was secure, also that the boat was lashed, for even in summer one may meet with bad weather in the crossing. In fact, many weeks of bad weather had prevailed. On July the 1st, however, after a rude gale, the wind came out nor-west and clear, propitious for a good run. On the following day, the head sea having gone down, I sailed from Yarmouth and let go my last hold on America. The log of my first day on the Atlantic in the spray reads briefly, 9:30 a.m., sailed from Yarmouth, 4:30 p.m., past Cape Sable, distance 3 cables from the land. The sloop making 8 knots, fresh breeze northwest. Before the sun went down, I was taking my supper of strawberries and tea in smooth water under the lee of the east coast land, along which the spray was now leisurely skirting. At noon on July the 3rd, iron-bound Ireland was abeam. The spray was again at her best. A large schooner came out of Liverpool.